take a breath and calm down, cause you have been selected. You've been selected. A few will ever find out, and if you don't see why, well, at least you got your nest egg. You got your nest egg.
Made your way back home. We're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah.
If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Bubbly. Yeah. Here's to another
goddamn new year. And outside, 2 million drunk Bostonians are getting ready to sing Auld Lang Syne out of tune. I sit there in my easy chair, looking at the clouds, orange with celebration. I wonder if you're out there. Take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "I'll find Mom! How's Washington? Hey, the ice of Boston is muddy and reflects no light midday or night, and I slip on it every time. Hey, the ice of Boston is muddy and reflects no light midday or night, and I slip on it every time." I guess the party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself that I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh! Get out of life! Hey! The ice of Boston is muddy, and reflects no light."
Coming to the end of the third quarter, LeBron James, a shot at history, LeBron stands alone! The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James. And a pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuscany Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making the show part of your Wednesday morning as we are coming to you live from the WMFO studios in Medford. I apologize, I am terribly late. And so was the historic moment last night. That was LeBron James in Los Angeles at Crypto.com Arena, setting the new NBA scoring record all time, previously held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The call that you heard was of Brian Anderson of TNT on the call of that historic moment in sports last night. As we're going to lead off the show this morning, again, I sincerely apologize for being late. It's been spend rather a very less than ideal morning for me personally. So I'll just leave it at that. So the number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as we're going to begin talking about LeBron James. Last night against the Oklahoma City Thunder, LeBron James broke one of the great records in sports, and that is the NBA all-time scoring leader, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And I had some time to do some thinking and to reflect this morning as I was making my way to the station to do the show. And there's a lot that we could, you know, dissect and talk about and everything when it comes to LeBron James. But the thing that stands out to me the most is his longevity and his consistency throughout his entire NBA career, which is remarkable when you begin to think about the lowest that he ever averaged in terms of points per game in an NBA season was 20. It was a little bit more than 20 points per game. And that was during his rookie season of 2003-2004 when he came into the NBA. Ever since then, in every year, he has been able to average at least 25 points per game. Because that moment was so historic last night, I want to replay for you what the broadcast sounded like on TNT. So again, Brian Anderson on the call of this historic moment.
Coming to the end of the third quarter, LeBron James, a shot at history. And a brace from his mother, Gloria. His daughters here coming in. The boys, Bryce and Bronny. Savannah, his wife.
I mean, what a terrific job by Brian Anderson encapsulating the moment, letting the moment breathe. And as you see, or rather as you saw, last night, for those of you that stayed up late to watch the second game of the TNT doubleheader, LeBron James, I mean, what a moment. I mean, what a moment it was for the NBA, for the entire basketball world. And this is why I personally think that as much as I despise the argument between Michael Jordan or LeBron James, who's the greatest of all time, I still lean to Michael Jordan. But I will say that this moment deserves a lot of discussion and a lot of talk and a lot of, you know, like, introspect and retrospect and all of that stuff. For me, what truly has stood out in regards to LeBron James last night, accomplishing a record that many people expected to stand a long time and it did, is the fact that the consistency as LeBron James has gotten older. You see, How often is it in professional sports do you see athletes get older and continue to perform at a high level? Stop me if you've heard about a guy named Tom Brady before in the NFL. We're not comparing football to basketball, no. That's not what this is. What this is acknowledging a rarity, but what is also doing is acknowledging a possibility that as you get older and as you continue along in your career, it is possible to perform at a high level if you continue to take care of your body as you should. We just saw Tom Brady retire a week ago. Or we at least think that he did. We see LeBron James at 37, 38 years old, still putting up monster numbers in the NBA. For his third franchise in his career, in which that, let's face it, over the last couple of years, it has been an absolute disappointment. But it isn't about the team this morning. It's about LeBron James and about the magnitude of the moment and the magnitude of what he just accomplished. For years, the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he has held, or had held, the NBA record. What LeBron did, when you begin to think about how this man continued to set the bar for prolonged excellence on the basketball court, it is really amazing. Because the one thing that you could make as a comparable point or comparison is that Michael Jordan was not the same player at 38 or 39 that LeBron is currently at 37 going on 38 years old. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, I love Michael Jordan and all, but you go back and you look at how many points per game like Jordan like scored on a nightly basis versus LeBron, what he's doing now, it's not even the same. LeBron James still has a capability to dominate and take over games, but he has a supporting cast that can also chip in as well, most notably Anthony Davis. And this year, coming off the bench, Russell Westbrook, who has been absolutely dynamite for the Lakers. But what has amazed me about LeBron James is the fact that when you begin to have the perspective of longevity, consistency, and greatness, you understand that what LeBron James just did is something that we may not see again in our lifetime. I mean, you really think about it. We may not see a moment like last night in the NBA, what LeBron just accomplished, again in our lifetime. This record, I think, is going to stand at least 40 years. At least 40. Because the game has changed. Yes, it's more of an offensive league now than it was 25, 30 years ago, where it was defense, physicality that named the game. It's more predicated to the offense, to create more points. And I will say this. LeBron James, when it's all said and done, this isn't about him being better than Michael Jordan, because I don't think he'll ever be better than Michael Jordan. But I do think, in terms of legacy, he is going to be right next to two other players in the NBA in terms of longevity, dominance, and impactful players of the game. And those other two players are Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, the late Kobe Bryant. If you got thoughts on last night's historic moment, you can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show, as there is a lot more to get into in terms of the show this morning. And again, I do apologize that I'm running really late. That's entirely on me. And I will do much better for the next show as well in that regard. Coming up next, man, there's a lot of thoughts that I have this morning. But one of which that occurred to me while I was preparing for the show is something that, you know, stood out. I'm going to tell you exactly what that is coming up next on the Strictly Right Show here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Someone else or not, 'cause I wanna give
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss-Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on a TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO.org. We're going to do a clock reset because of the fact that I started the show late, that it's thrown off the time entirely in regards to clock schedule, in regards to the show, when I go on break, when I, when I come back from break and whatnot, and everything else in between. So the next couple of minutes, we're going to just talk. Like, we're going to talk about something that came up to my mind, in which that I think it was worth interesting to share and whatnot. It's been a very eventful week since last week. And, you know, like, I'm kind of in this weird space right now where, like, you ever feel like you're awaiting something, and just as you're awaiting something good, it's as if that you're suddenly finding yourself that you're fighting these demons, so to speak. And only you know what those demons are. That's kind of like how I feel at the moment. Whereas, since last week, last week was just incredible, but it was also it was emotional. It was also, you know, very rocky, so to speak, in terms of, like, you know, grieving over my cousin's passing, which is still a thing. But at the same time, there was two really tremendous events that took place last week, in which that, you know, alhamdulillah, I'm really grateful for. But it is now, like, the fighting of those things that you're trying to fight, like, internally, that at times, I'll be honest with you, it gets hard. It gets really tired some. But it's one of those things where you tell yourself that it's just a temporary feeling. Do not allow the devil to make you think that what you're feeling temporarily is a permanent thing. And that's one of the pitfalls of the devil himself. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that's very much been on my mind. I'm grateful that today is Wednesday, which means that my radio show is on Wednesdays, especially Wednesday mornings, middle of the week. Perfect. I love Wednesdays because it tells me that we're just closer to the weekend. And thank goodness for that. So with that being said, it's time to go on break. Coming up next on the other side of this break. Gotta get my music first. On the other side of this music break, coming up next, as we're doing a clock reset, I want to talk about weirdness of the day. And this is a new segment that I'm going to be introducing to you, the audience, in which that I talk about anything that kind of caught my attention or anything that's been on my mind. This segment is going to be all about me talking about it, venting in a way. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. On the other side of this break, you're listening to The Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
The feeling I'm going through, I just can't say I don't love you, 'cause I love you. Yeah, it's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold, but tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth, baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You hate that you want me, hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely, especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you, happens every time. I don't want this feeling,
I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away. Going through, but baby girl, I'm not blaming you, just don't blame me too, yeah, cause I can't take this pain forever, and you won't find no one that's better, cause I'm right for you, babe. I think I'm right for you, babe. You know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You won't be hated when you cry. It ain't working, cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO. Globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. As I'm here with you until 11 a.m. this morning here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Now, I want to introduce a brand new segment that I'm doing starting today. It's basically called Weirdness. It's called Weirdness of the Day. Basically, whereas I'm going to talk to you about just everyday happenings in life. Everyday happenings that either has made me happy, made me annoyed, pissed me off, for the sake of entertainment purposes. You know, because people oftentimes see you only as what you present yourself as. I get that. Because if you were to follow me on Twitter, you would only know me as, oh, you're the Bruins guy. No, I am way more than just a Bruins guy. But you only know me as such because I post a ton of Bruins content. And that's how I've built my platform, which has led to opportunities and blessings along the way. What I will also say is this. Sometimes you gotta pull back the curtains a little bit, let the audience get to really know the real you. Because if there's one thing that I've learned about being a radio host in this market and this region is that people are gonna quickly discover who you truly are. You can't BS your way up to success. You can't BS your way to greatness. You can't fool people here in this market. You can't fool people here locally because they are very keenly aware, especially if you're consistently good or even consistently great at what you do, they're going to get to know you pretty fast, especially if they're paying close attention. But here we are. We're sitting here doing a show. We're talking about sports. And we're talking about basically anything that comes to mind. But it's predominantly sports because this is a sports talk show. This is what I do best. This is one of those things in which that I oftentimes look around me and I really do wonder, are we truly surrounded by intellectual brilliance? Or are we more surrounded by the rise of abhorrent stupidity and glorified ignorance? Let me pose to you this. I personally believe we are now surrounded by glorified ignorance in what is supposed to be the most intellectually and digitally advanced era in the history of mankind. Like, case in point, last night I tweeted this out. It was something meaningful to me, actually. I tweeted out last night by the way, you can follow me on Twitter at Shukri Writes. That's where you can follow me with the blue check mark. I tweeted out saying that next week, Wednesday, a week from today, will mark the 6-year anniversary of me making the move, the life-changing move to Boston. And that I basically was also saying that it's still pretty remarkable in terms of the journey that it has been so far. And even as I sit here doing the show, it's still absolutely remarkable that I've been here now 6 years. It'll come next week, Wednesday, exactly. And someone asked me on Twitter, because of course Twitter is a cesspool, it's a cancer. And people, especially people who absolutely have nothing better to do with their lives, feel the need to make themselves feel a lot more important because they are lacking attention, they're lacking X, Y, and Z. So this one guy tweets at me in the replies, and who are you exactly? That's hilarious. It truly is. I mean, so I'm going to go as far as I'm going to go and pull up the tweet. This is the tweet here. This guy, also known as, who more than likely doesn't have the balls to actually post his real picture. And he is someone that's known as, literally, his Twitter handle is called, also known as. He goes, and you are? And my response was, find out yourself. That was my response. Find out yourself. You know, if you're going on to a public figure's page for the first time and you don't know who that person is, do yourself a favor and use Google. My guy. And of course, one of my supporters literally responds to him, You're new here, aren't you? See, I really do love and appreciate my supporters, because if there's one thing that I've learned about them throughout this whole thing, is the fact that when they're down for you, they really are down for you. They're right for you. But when you're on some BS, they'll also call you out on your BS. And I love that. I absolutely love that because that tells me, like, yo, ayo, New Englanders, especially Bostonians, that tell you bluntly exactly how they really feel about you. They don't give a rat's ass. I had that conversation once with my mother, not long after I moved here, and she didn't really understand at first. Like, why are people...